This is Larry Scott and Sandra Stabell, and I are conducting an interview with Arnaldo Ramirez in McAllen, Texas, on November
7th, 1986. There has been recently, it seems that there has been an interest in this type, the conjunto type of music, because I also was interviewed by someone from Austin. There's two or three different, one is I think it was being sponsored by the Texas Monthly. This is regarding the conjunto music, but mostly radio on the border. And this was way when I first started, 1949. That's my brother, the composer, he's already dead. He was a publisher from Los Angeles that was visiting me. And these girls were from Corpus. I guess they recorded my second release. These girls here. We may put that aside. We may put this aside. Marcelo y Aurelia, they were very hot. Okay. This is Mexico City. This is Luis Aguilar, one of your top movie actors from Mexico. He recorded for me. I don't know whether you want that or not.
Okay, I think probably we'll pass on that.
Okay, alright. These are movie actors from Mexico.
Okay.
This was when I was younger. Tito Guizar, you may remember him. He was the first Mexican that came to Hollywood, and I had him on a personal tour. That's my brother with a recording from France. What's her name?
The Regina Bordeaux.
This is when we inaugurated my first part of the section of the building over the other side. This is from Mexico, Conrad Nierendorf, a German from Mexico City. Okay, let's keep on going. TV.
Okay, you want another one from the TV program? Okay. Why don't we do this one in this
one? Well, just put them aside. Okay. Let's see, maybe we can come up with something that could be better.
Okay.
You got this already?
Yeah, okay. Better.
This one?
Yeah.
You just put it aside and then we'll decide on what. Shall we see what? This guy was killed in an accident. Now these are Los Loneños. Remember this group here?
Right. Okay, why don't we take that one too? Yeah, that would
put
be
it
good.
Put it aside and then we'll... This is a Spaniard that I also recorded. He was very hard. Orchestra, I organized an orchestra to promote my label, and this was the leader, Oscar Rivera. But you're not into an orchestra.
Well, we can take orchestra, because even if we don't use it for this purpose. Okay,
the orchestra was pretty famous. There was only one other orchestra at the time that was hot, that was Beto Villa.
Okay.
You may recall the name that I told you that he was the hottest thing. It was a spin-off from the accordion with saxes and so on and so forth. That was what you would call the first Tejana, the orchestra Tejana. And then I organized this band to promote my labels when I started in 1949, and this was the leader.
Okay.
Here's another artist. So we can promote him. One of my earlier artists. Let's see. Elio Gutierrez from Western Florida. I'm going to try to give you the better. Now Now this girl, that was when she was, I guess, 10 years old or whatever. She appeared with Lawrence Welk.
Oh, really?
And I recorded her. That might be an interesting item. These people were from Central America, they came to report. Okay, yes, I'll explain that to you later.
El Grandote.
El Grandote, G-R-A-N-D-O-T-E, that's the big one. Grandote.
Okay, the big one. And
yeah.
When did he record with you?
In the 60s.
Okay.
This is just in the 60s.
Okay, and what kind of music did he...
Conjunto Ranchero.
Okay, Conjunto Ranchero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now this is the duet that I told you about.
Okay.
They usually came in with sandals, you know, huaraches and this sort of thing. This, they dressed up for this picture, actually. And let me write to you the name. They used to call, to be called Los Cancioneros, the singers.
Okay.
Del Bajío. That's from the San Luis Potosí area, it's called Bajío.
Okay.
And Matilde y Miguel.
Okay.
Now there was no accordion here. Just this guy played a special guitar that he had about 20, I don't know how many strings. His own creation. Very original, and it was a very rare, special sound. And they were among our first recordings.
You said they were Indians?
Yeah.
Among your first artists?
Pure.
Come around which area?
I don't know where they're from.
And so this would have been done about when? About 48?
No, earlier than that.
Earlier than that.
No, it was after. Wait a minute. XCRT. See, when did I start working with XCRT? 1940. No, I guess it was about 44.
Okay.
1944.
Okay.
But I didn't record until after I started my company. This is when I was with the broadcasting station.
Okay.
But they were one of my first artists when I, so were these.
Okay.
Hermanos Cárdenas.
Okay.
They were actually, you want to put it from Matamoros, from Matamoros.
Okay.
They would come in and record for us here.
What were their names?
I remember one name, Inocencio. They were just practically known by Hermanos Cardenas, you know, the Cardenas brothers, and that was it.
Okay.
It was so far back, I can't. Okay, these hermanos, also little brothers, hermanos Yanez, that's Y-A-N-E-Z.
N-E-Z, okay.
N-E-Z, now their first names, I don't know.
Okay.
Now they, I can remember the number of the release was number 45.
Okay.
In my singles, you know, 45s, it was number 45.
Okay.
And it was the song, you may want to put down the song, the hit song was, everybody for you.
Okay, that'll save time.
Save time. Maria. A big, big hit.
What does that mean in English?
That's the name of a girl.
Okay.
Maria de la Luz.
Okay, Maria, okay. And they were they a conjunto artist then?
Yes.
Okay.
One of them played the accordion, another one.
Okay. And they were one of your earlier artists.
Yes.
Okay.
Number 45 on the list.
Yeah. Okay. And where were they from?
Ghana.
Okay, from Ghana.
Yeah.
Okay.
These kiddos here, Luceros del Norte.
Okay.
They're from Reynosa.
Okay. And do you happen to remember their names?
No, just Luceros.
Okay.
They were also, they still play, but this is way back. They started also with me, I guess, sometime in the late 50s.
Okay.
They still hang around. Okay, Gilberto Perez. Gilberto Perez.
Okay. P-E-R-E-Z.
Right.
Okay.
And his compadres. And that's the name of the group.
Okay.
And his compadres.
Okay. And where were they from?
They were from Huntington.
Okay. And were they also conjunto?
Conjunto, yes.
Okay.
He played the accordion. This is the same guy over here.
Oh, sure. Okay, played accordion. And about when did they record with you?
They were some of my hottest items. The 50s.
Okay.
About 1953, 54, I guess. That's Freddy Gomez.
Okay. And this is Freddy there.
This is Freddy right here.
Okay. Freddy on guitar.
Freddy Gomez and his group, whatever. I don't think he had a name for his group.
Okay. Do you know any of the individuals in this photo besides him?
I sure don't.
Okay. And about when did they record with you?
Same time as you know what? You may want to take note of this. Now, both Freddy and Gilberto Perez were part of a group of another group. Let's see if I have a picture of the other fellow. Show you the novel here.
Okay.
Rubén Vela came to record for me, Rubén Vela.
Okay.
At the beginning, and he had Freddy and Gilberto both played with him.
Okay. With Rubén Vela.
Yeah.
Where was Mr. Gomez from?
Brownsville.
Brownsville.
And Rubén Vela is from Ghana.
Okay.
So then they separated, and each one had his own group, and the three groups, they sold very well.
Okay.
You don't have to take this picture, you can just go ahead and take it, put it someplace. These are Los Doneños, I believe,
we did those earlier. Okay. Yeah. We'll get the spelling right. Okay.
Be sure and put a little something on top of the N.
Okay.
Doneños, yeah. That's the NY sound.
Okay.
Ramiro Perez and Mario Montes.
Ramiro Perez.
Yeah, we got those in another picture already, haven't we?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Yeah.
That's a good shot.
This is, you know, who?
Oh, that's Freddy, isn't it? Freddy,
yeah.
Sonny, okay. Now, is he from Corpus? I know he's
no,
from...
No,
he's
San Benito.
San Benito, okay.
Yes.
Okay, I knew he's from down here in South Texas.
His name is Valdemar Huerta. Okay, I don't want to confuse you.
Yeah. When did he start to record with you?
1958.
And how long did he record with you?
Oh, quite a bit, There was a company, I think it was Imperial Records from Los Angeles, that was interested in Freddie in recording something in English. But they would not record him unless I let him go. So I said, Freddie, I'll let you go. So don't let this keep you back. And he did have something that sold, but not as big as, you know, his, when the last year mm-hmm. falls.
What kind of songs did he record for you?
At the beginning,
mm-hmm.
All of the we were copying all of Elvis Presley's
okay.
songs. I think that we have.
I think you're right.
It was we make a version in Spanish lyrics. No, because I think that was the only one. I think I said that.
That's right.
Yeah, but anyway, the titles are there, like Behind the Green Door, Jailhouse Rock, Don't Be Cruel, all of those songs.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. This is Renee and Renee. You want this one?
Sure.
Okay, they were hot also. We had a national hit.
Which was?
Lo mucho que te quiero. Lo mucho.
Okay.
Que te quiero. Quiero.
Okay, which means something much, but I get stuck after that.
Quiero means love.
Okay, too much love?
Yes.
Okay.
How much I love you.
Okay. How much I love you. How long did they record for you?
Quite some time. I don't know how many albums I got with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, what happened was I sold my company actually in 1969. That was when I sold my company, I sold the contract and everything. So I got my company back because they didn't pay me. But they had already gone with somebody else. So through 1969 would be.
Okay. Was it mostly ballads that they recorded, or did they do all kinds of music for you?
Mostly ballads. That was their forte.
Okay.
Let's see. This is the Falcon Orchestra. This is the leader.
Okay.
And I organized this band. I bet you a lot of people know about it because we play all over the place. We used to play there in Kingsville.
Okay.
I organized it, I guess, in 1952.
Okay.
To promote the my label.
Okay.
And the Marcelo Garcia and Juanita Garcia. Marcelo and Juanita.
Okay.
They were the vocalists.
Marcelo
okay. Garcia and Juanita.
Okay.
Garcia, no Ken.
No Ken, okay.
No Ken.
Okay,
and big trump, the trumpet.
Oh, that's right.
A lot of people know him. He's playing the club in Houston now.
Okay. And this is the band. Is he still with this band?
No, that used to be his conjunto, a group, a small group.
Okay.
And I took him out of there and put him with the big band.
Okay.
Give me a lot of clear. That's why I'm not.
I wonder why. I figured you were doing something, but I wasn't.
Need to ask.
Remind me tomorrow, say, Sandy, go type all this up so you don't lose it.
Okay.
Because otherwise I will forget it, or I may not, if I don't get it down right, Pat may kill me. And we don't want Pat to kill me. So, if I do it immediately, I will remember it.
Okay,
what did you do? Oh,
good ask.
Okay. Do Marcelo. Oh, and then we've got the dancing going on. Okay. I was going to ask you, you mentioned something now. Was he just had the one arm?
Is yes.
That, okay, that's interesting. That must have, he must have, well, I guess you'd have big hands anyway, but to hold the instrument, to balance it and play all with the same hand, I would think would be quite difficult.
He was a showman. You can notice that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really neat. Okay.
Which one comes next?
Okay. These three are in order of how they should go. Right?
Okay.
This is that girl.
Okay.
Irma. Garza.
I-R-M-A?
Irma, yes. I-R-M-A.
Garza. Okay.
Yeah.
And she was from where?
Edinburgh.
Okay. Edinburgh. About when was this taken, the year?
The 50s.
That's okay. And do you know who the gentleman
yes,
is?
Yes, he's dead already. Knowlton Ty T.Y. was nicknamed Cobb, C-O-B-B.
Oh, Knowlton, is it? I see Ty Cobb, well that makes sense.
Knowlton Ty Cobb.
M-O-L-T-O-N?
M-O-U-L-T-O-N.
Okay.
He had a show here locally with Channel 5.
Okay.
And then he had her in his show just about every week.
I see.
And then
Lawrence Walk went around the nation, you know, seeking the talent they had. And she went and
I see. What kind of music did you sing? Was it ballads or what sort of?
Ballads. And then this is all English stuff.
Okay. Did she continue to record as an adult or?
No, it seems like, you know, like what happened to Shirley
Temple?
Temple, you know, Shirley Temple started drawing and that was it.
Yeah.
So you will follow it with that other photo over?
We have another photo over someplace. Yeah, that's right, right there.
Did she record for you also, or?
Yeah, she recorded for me.
Okay.
She made a very good Christmas album, but I ran out of it. That's
okay,
it, that's as it is.
Okay. About when was this taken?
When I was young. When I was younger.
Good answer.
Oh, let's see. I managed the band and I would be the MC and everything. I was, you know, this would be
1950.
Okay,
well, we'll just go with the one of them, I think.
That
yeah. They're both about the same period, so that'll work. Let me just copy this up there.
Okay, which one?
This one.
Okay, what do you want?
Okay.
Take it with you.
Okay.
It doesn't have to make copies. Now this is the TV. You want this one?
Yeah, okay. And this is from your TV program?
Yes.
Okay.
In the 60s.
TV program in 1960s. Yeah. And who's the gentleman on your
He's an artist from Mexico. His name is Leandro. Leandro.
L-E-A-N-D-R-O?
Yes. Espinosa. E-S-P-I-N-O-Z-A.
Okay.
Leandro Espinosa.
Artist from Mexico.
From Mexico.
Okay. Here, you need this one first, Larry.
Okay. No, just keep it.
Oh, I see. We're going to keep... Oh, okay.
You keep that because I've got more copies.
Okay.
Sounds good. Don't need to make a copy.
I see. Okay. You need this 22 then. What was the name of your show again?
Fanfaria.
Fanfaria, okay.
Falcon.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Do you know the year approximately this was taken?
Well, you can make it, 1957. This was, I guess, my first year when I started, 1949.
Okay.
This is my brother Rafael Ramirez, who later became, you know, well-known composer.
On piano. Okay.
These are the Góngora sisters. Góngora. G-O-N-G-O-R-A. Góngora sisters. They were from Corpus.
Okay, in Corpus. Mm-hmm. And
this was Armando del Moral.
Okay.
He was a publisher. He had a music thing, a magazine, and he was in this area and he came to visit with me.
Okay, so this was taken down here in?
Yes, in my original studio. I had a little studio.
Okay, original studio. Okay, great.
This is 1954. 1953. Okay. That was in Barranquilla, which in South America and Colombia. Then we had others in Venezuela. And
okay.
Actually, we had already been exporting, you know, from here to Venezuela, mm-hmm. but not here. They were my distributor.
What was the name of your distributor?
They were called Atlantic Records.
Atlantic Records?
Yes.
Okay, and do you know any of the names of those gentlemen?
Oh, yes. This is Mr. J. Codina Jr., Codina. He was with me. He used to work for me.
Okay, work.
This was the owner and president of the company, Eleazar. Let me see, Eliezer, E-L-I-E-C-E-R, Velasco, that's right. Mm-hmm. This was his manager.
Mm-hmm.
Jorge Cabrera, C-A-D-R-E-R-A, Jorge Cabrera.
Okay.
Okay, this is from a TV show, Pedro Ayala, which I mentioned a lot in the cassette.
Okay, do you know about the year this would have been?
Well, let's say 1965.
Okay.
Accordionist and composer, he had a lot of. Here we have.
Okay, this is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, are you putting in?
Yeah.
Go through this?
No, I didn't take that one.
Oh, that's
this one.
No, that one first. I'm sorry.
Okay,
sorry. Okay, this was a duet called Marcelo. This is the same Marcelo that.
Marcelo and.
Yeah, but this is another. This is a duet. He had a duet with this girl.
Okay.
Marcelo y Aurelia. A-U-R-E-L-I-A.
Okay.
Now this duet was a very good seller. They were top artists at one time in South America, Colombia and Venezuela. Very, very good artists. They sold very, very well all over.
What kind of songs did they sing?
Rancheros.
Okay. And about when did they record together for you?
Marcelo y Aurelia. Again, the 50s.
Okay.
My brother Rafael, they were prodigies of my brother Rafael. He took special care, you know, that he would rehearse and rehearse and rehearse after them. He was very much interested in it. And they came out fine, very well. This is Tony de la Rosa.
Okay.
Now he didn't, I don't know that we, maybe we did, I don't know. I don't know that he was going to record, he never did. But I mean, he's pretty well known
mm-hmm.
as an accordion player.
And about when was that taken?
Well, let me see, let me look at me. I guess in the 60s.
Okay.
Tony de la Rosa. I don't know that you want this one. This is Alegres de Terán in their city, their hometown. When they were being honored, remember I told them?
Oh, right, on there. The day that was given to them.
That.
Oh, we're probably past.
We've got enough of that. I don't know whether you want this one. This is the Peerless People, Peerless Records that used to represent me in Mexico.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and take it since we're
okay.
Peerless Records. Okay. And they were German, right?
Yeah, it's a German-owned company. They were all Germans.
Were they Germans too? Did they immigrate after World War II?
Actually, they were descendants. Now his father, I remember his father was named Gustavo Gilbert and he was Heinz. Okay. His father was from the old country.
Okay, and what was the last name of?
K-L-I-N-C-K-F-O-R-T.
Okay.
King Woods.
Okay.
And, well, it's my brother, it's my wife, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
This was taken at a famous El Lago restaurant, yeah. Let's see, that should be 1959.
Okay.
Now this is the famous one and only Beto Villa.
Okay.
He's here with the wailing. He had a, used to wail with his sax.
Oh, really?
Crying out. Very special. He was, this photograph when he was with Ideal, but
okay.
He then came to me. He came and recorded for me.
Okay, photo.
Yeah.
With Ideal. And he's the gentleman, the second person here?
Yes.
Okay. That's the phone is on the left. Do you know the other people in the orchestra?
Chuy, he was his arranger. Chuy, C-H-U-Y, Compean, C-O-M-P-E-A-N, Compean.
Wait, you could just spell it again.
Compean, C-O-M-P-E-A-N, Compean.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't recall, Reynaldo something. Now he was killed in an accident.
Okay.
But this is a full idea, but he recorded for me now. Don't,
right.
Don't
when
forget
did he
that.
Record with you?
Oh, I guess he started with me in, see, that when did he start? In 1956.
Okay, and how long did he record with you?
Oh, I guess for about 5 years. You got this already, El Grandote, remember, the big one?
Oh, right.
So, it was just...
Okay, we've got the one that'll
be. You got it.
Okay, orchestra be here.
Yeah, this is quite a photo. Oh, he's dead. This guy's dead.
Which one is
this? This guy's dead. My goodness. This is Eugenio. Eugenio Gutierrez.
How do you spell his name?
Eugene.
E-U-G-E-N-I-O.
Eugenio Gutierrez. And his daughter was the vocalist, Delia.
Okay.
They recorded for me, and she was also pretty popular. And we're talking about 1950,
1951. And where were they
from? From
Westlaco.
From
Westlaco, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody else in the band?
I don't recall their name.
Okay.
This is Stedman Jackson.
Oh,
again.
Yeah.
And the Gongora sisters.
Okay.
These are the Gongora sisters again.
Okay. You know the Gongora sisters' first names?
Huh. No, ma'am.
What kind of did they sing? Ballads?
Ranchero.
Ranchero.
Yeah, they sang all kinds, but mostly ranchero.
Okay. What is this word in Spanish? I mean, in English, it's
sincerely.
Oh, okay.
Sinceramente.
That makes sense.
Well, I bet you this is it. This is quite a photo right here. Yeah. Allman Jackson. He used to pull the truck with his teeth and that sort of thing.
What time were these two about taken? Do you have any idea?
Well, that was when they were at the height of their popularity when they recorded for me. So it was 1950. This is the same orchestra that we saw a while ago.
Oh, sure.
We're getting to the end of the file here. One of these days, I'll throw these items in order.
Yeah. It's a big project to do as far as get that much time to be able to devote it once again.
I'm working on a project of songs by my brother. I'm planning on coming up with about 25 cassettes.
Oh, really?
Ooh. So that's why I've been working on it for a couple of years. I would have finished already, but you know, it's only when I've got time. These are Los Dinos, D-I-N-O-S, Los Dinos.
Okay, and were they from Corpus?
They were from Corpus, and they were pretty popular at one time. They recorded for me.
About what time?
In the 60s.
Okay.
I don't remember their names.
Okay. All right.
I think this guy's name was Abraham, but that's it.
Okay. Were a bunch of them brothers, or were they just a bunch of people assembled?
No, they not brothers, no kin.
Okay, what does Los Dinos mean in Spanish?
I don't know.
Okay.
They just got it from someplace, Dinos. Dinos. I'm wondering if they got it when they were inspired by Dean Martin. Was he called Dino?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's my son.
Okay.
By the Beach Boys.
They're
very popular music.
Okay. About what time?
What time? I guess in the 60s.
Okay.
Most of these were in the 50s or the 60s.
Okay. And who are the members of the group?
Oh, my goodness. This young fellow here. This better not start with anyone.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay, which one is your son though?
The one in the center, the leader.
Okay. All right. And his name? Is this Arnoldo Jr.?
That is right.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Is what does Chapala mean? Is that a
Chapala? You haven't heard about Chapala?
No.
Chapala is a resort village. This little town actually close to Guadalajara, Mexico. They have a big lake
okay.
Chapala. So they call themselves Chapala Beach Boys.
Okay.
Trying to be cute.
How long did he have his group?
Not too long, 3-4 years. And okay. He started getting serious to get to work. This is the XCRT station in Reynosa that
okay.
I was connected with.
Okay.
And that would be 1943. Yes.
Okay.
And I'm right in the center.
Okay.
And the owner here, Ignacio Magallon, would be M-A-G-A-L-L-O-N, Magallon.
Okay, I got lost about halfway through. M-A-G-A?
L-L-O-N.
Okay.
Instead of Magellan, it's Magellan.
Okay, and he's the owner?
He was.
Okay.
He's dead now.
Okay, fourth from right. And you were the fifth from the right.
Yes. All of the others were staff. Salesman, etc., etc.
Okay.
This was the station then.
Okay.
Let me see what it says in the back. Group 1944. What did I say?
43, I think. Well, danger. 1944.
Anniversary. Okay. This young fellow was killed in an accident also.
So many musicians are killed in accidents.
My goodness. They travel so much. Oscar. His name was Oscar Villarreal right here. And the Mandrills.
Did you find him?
Hello? Yeah. We found the little one. Yeah, smaller.
I found that one and wow. How old were you there?
Well, never mind. See? I gotta start thinking. Beto Villa, okay?
Oh, great.
Now we have more.
Yeah, I get an extra
copy. Okay, all right. Beto Villa, you might have...
Okay.
You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Beto Villa, you already have him.
Right.
In the bag, you can put a name or something in
the rear. Okay, no sé qué tiene.
Oh, yes, got it there. This one down there.
Okay, she's got already. He va a tocar ese. René.
Sure.
Okay.
And the big hit happened?
Okay, Freddy Gomez, you took it.
Mm-hmm.
You may want that one.
Okay.
We have copies, please.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You don't want to give the story away. Cielo Silva. Cielo Silva, okay, you want to...
That's
one. Cielo Silva is from Brownsville.
Okay.
I think you should take note. She started recording for me.
That's good. She's still a big star.
From her first recording, she went big.
When did she start?
It was in the 60s.
Okay, started in the
60s.
How long did she record?
No, she recorded for me, I guess,
3-4 hours.
Say, about 4 years. And okay. Then she went with Columbia.
CBS.
Columbia was stealing all my artists. They stole the Alegre de Terán, and they stole Cello, and they stole, I don't know, well, they were, willing to offer more than I could.
Yeah. What type of music did you sing?
Honky-tonk.
Honky-tonk?
Okay. And she did well.
Big time.
Ya tienen este, te gaste, de otra estrella, okay. ¿Tenemos este?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is Duerto, D-U-E-T-O, Estrella, E-A-S-T-T-R-E-L-L-A, Estrella, that's one word.
Oh, one word? Okay. Yes.
That's star.
Okay.
For your information.
Okay, I need the help. Okay. What is Duerto?
Duerto, Duerto's a duet.
Okay, the star
duet. D-U-E.
Oh, okay.
Only this other stuff.
Okay, dueto, okay.
Dueto Estrella. Bernardo y Abel, Abel. Mm-hmm. Remember Cain and Abel?
Mm-hmm.
This is the victim.
Okay. What's the last one?
Bernardo Gomez, Abel.
Again? Martinez, no.
Okay. Bernardo Gomez, Abel Martinez.
Where were they from?
Miguel Alemán. That's across from Roma. Roma, Texas.
Okay.
Miguel. Okay, across from Roma.
Okay.
Norteño music.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, all of these.
What years did they record for you?
In the 50s.
Okay.
Or some of the first ones. Some of the first artists.
Okay. Okay.
All right. A more revealing artist?
Estela Reino. She didn't.
Okay.
She wasn't much. Enrique.
Oh, okay.
Enrique Zimmerly is from San Antonio.
Okay.
Conjunto music. Very popular.
Still is.
He recorded, I guess we put out about 6 albums for him.
About what time was that?
That would be in the 60s.
Okay.
Juanita Garcia, you may recall with the Falcon Orchestra, but I told you that there was Juanita.
Oh, sure.
And Marcelo, she was a vocalist. She was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
So this is her.
Okay.
This is she. You don't say this is her. This is she.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Juanita Garcia, very popular at her time. Very hot. They have to win the last.
Huh? Oh, that's a good one.
That's the Mickey Jagger, though.
Yeah.
You know, they told us they're cooking. Make a copy of this.
Okay.
That's
Mickey Jagger de nosotros.
The Mexican Mickey Jagger.
Most of the Norteño stuff is Mexico different, the Alegres and so on and so forth.
Ah, sí?
Well, that's not this.
That's not good. No más una es muy bien. Ya tiene el contenido.
Melissa?
No.
Contrerola?
Contrerola. I'm giving them some albums that they can copy from.
Texas Cano. Mexicano. ECB y Tortilla Factory.
Oh, no. What number is your album for with the mariachi Montada de Rafael Roberto?
What is 75?
Do we have? Yeah, I'm trying to see that we keep, you know, some that we are.
Yeah, we should have that one.
I bet you can see if you can find it. Okay, we just about through. This is 1964 when we inaugurated the new building here. 1964.
What's the street address of this place? I know it's 23rd, but...
821 North 23rd. I was
okay.
Okay.
You're at 4076, you're on fire.
75.
Okay.
Okay, this is my brother, Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Maria. Maria. Jesus Maria.
Okay.
And this is me, and then this is Jake. Jay Codina, he was a store manager.
Okay.
And this is my brother, Rafael Ramirez.
Okay.
You're taking an album of you know, anyways. Do you want this?
Well, probably we'll just go with the album.
Maybe he'd want
it. You want one of those? I think his wife might have problems with that.
Yeah?
for him to make this?
No, I think that's not very representative. I think the others we have are probably
better. I still have the story with that. We step back in there.
This is Los Panchos.
Okay.
Los Panchos, they were the hardest. They have been the hardest thing in Latin America as far as trios are concerned. The reason I have a special liking towards them, my brother was very close to them in New York. That's where they got organized, in New York.
Okay.
Two of them are from Mexico, and the other one was from Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Puerto Rico. And this is the trio that actually started a trend in boleros with guitars.
Okay.
Used to be that all your trios with guitars sang ranchera songs. These people came in with a new idea, boleros, you know, with a lot of rhythm. So they were the ones to start the trend.
I think we missed this one.
Yes,
before trios sang rancheros.
Rancheros only.
Okay, sang rancheros only.
And then once they started with their own style, my goodness, you had trios coming out of the woodwork. All trios started coming out.
Okay.
With boleros, you know, with rhythms and bongos.
Okay. And they recorded your brother's music heavily. Okay. And about
one particular one, let's mention one particular one, which was a very Nuestro Amor, Our Love, Nuestro Amor.
Okay. And do you know the name of the members of Los Panchos?
Yes, of course. Okay. Hernando, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-O, Aviles, A-V-I-L-E-Z, recently deceased.
Okay.
They just didn't want to go. Chucho Navarro.
I believe I spelled. Okay.
And, they used to be called Alfredo Gil, G-I-L, Gil.
Okay, which one was from Puerto Rico?
This fellow here.
Okay,
Aviles
from Puerto Rico. And about when was this taken?
1949, I'll be excited on that.
Oh, sure. 48,
49.
Looks like a 48 to me. Yeah,
11-8-48,
I think.
That's when I had him on tour in Brownsville. Cindy was taken in Brownsville.
Oh, okay.
I had him on tour.
They recorded for you, correct?
No, they were too big for me then. I mean, they were in Colombia. And I was telling you about this a little while ago.
Okay. Let me put back and find Oscar. Okay.
It should be one of the last ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go, 37. I'll have to guess my numbers. Okay. Let me just start a new one.
Okay.
And that way I'll... Okay,
Oscar Villarreal, he was from Mission. He was ahead of his time, actually. People around here didn't appreciate his... He was a composer, a very good composer, and we were surprised actually when his recordings started going in all places in Puerto Rico. We sent some samples over there, and they formed a fan club.
Really?
In northern Mexico. His songs were very original, his style. A lot of people here, we couldn't sell much of stuff here because they weren't, you know, used to that. He was very modern, sophisticated. And this is Juan Guerrero, who now has his own group. He's also a composer, has his own group.
Okay, is it G-U-E-R-R-E-R-O?
G-U-E-R, you got it.
Okay. What kind of music did they play, basically?
He played ballads.
Okay.
I mean, that group. But now, Juan, with his own group, he played ballads and rancheras, Chicano music.
When did Oscar Villarreal...
When did he... Okay, 60s.
Recorded in 60s. Okay.
And he was killed in an accident.
Okay.
Automobile.
There you go, Larry. Okay.
Let me give you a little insight into his album there.
Yeah.
Let me
get it down.
Okay, this is Squeeze Box Man, Steve Jordan.
Okay. And how many albums did you say he did with you about?
Oh, a bunch of them. I don't know. Six?
Okay.
No, nobody seems to do that. Carlos Salazar and, I don't know about the other one. Jose, I don't know about Jose.
Okay. Popular
games.
Okay.
Okay, this is the Padre Falcón thing. We came out with different types of music. This is Regional Norteña. We got Cornelio, we got Ruben, Carlos y Jose. So I speak a little bit about
that. Okay.
This is country music. I think I mentioned to you, this is a violin, a flute, and there's no accordion here.
Okay.
There are instrumentals. All of these are standard songs.
Okay.
It's just a group that we organized.
Okay.
This is, you know, who... Well, this is what we were looking for a while ago. Yeah. Tiger by the Tail, Don't Be Cruel, Chantilly Lace, Singing the Blues, Goodbye to Jamaica, you know, some of the songs that were...
What does El Unico mean in Spanish?
El Unico? Doesn't ring a bell? My goodness, Andy.
The one? I don't know. I would say...
That would be unique.
Oh, unique. Unico. If you sound it out, it makes sense. Unico, yes. Okay.
The one and only, unique. You.
Okay.
Okay, this is Alegres.
Okay.
This is the first album I was ever. And Mr. Peña, the writer should know that they didn't become famous because they recorded for Colombia. Colombia recorded then because they were famous. It's the other way around. And they were famous with me, and then they left me, of course, because they offered them more. I mean, what the heck?
Sure. Okay.
So that was the first album, and then this is one, another album that...
Okay. What does Las Ojos de Pancha mean in Spanish?
Pancha is the Los Ojos, the eyes of Pancha.
Okay, the
eyes. That's the song. It was very... I wrote for the Ojos of Pancha, something like that.
Okay.
This is another album with him. This is Kiki Daddy, Country Roland. And that's his family. Daughters and son. And what he would do is get popular songs, Mexican songs or whatever, and sing them country western style.
Okay, what is his actual name?
Rolando Garcia.
Rolando Garcia. And
where is
he?
Rolando Garcia, McAllen.
Okay.
Very hot at one time.
Okay, about when was he hot?
The, how was it, in the 70s. The 70s. He
okay.
And Toledo.
Okay.
The hottest thing. This is the songs that I brought. It explains here.
Okay.
I went to various parts, Puerto Rico, Colombian brought some of the most known songs, and then we formed the mariachi here with rhythms, and there you are.
Okay.
You can enjoy that. Villa Mendoza, of course, is called La Alondra. La Alondra, that's the songbird of the border. That's the way she's known professionally. La Alondra, the songbird of the border, okay?
Okay, in Spanish.
La, L-A, Alondra, A-L-O-N-D-R-A, de la frontera, F-R-O-N-T-E-R-A.
Okay.
This is a Christmas. Okay? This is Hernan Marquez with songs of my brother. All of the songs are.
Okay.
Marcelo Gabrella is one of the top hits. They became, you have a picture there somewhere.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
These were the ones that I told you, the prodigies of my brother. Lidia Mendoza, there's that one and here's another one.
Okay.
That's from her guitar.
Okay.
This right here. For her, now she, her first recording really bad, but she was 17 years old. She made that. That made her famous.
Okay.
When she was 17, not that the song was 17 years old. When she recorded this for me, now she was older now, but she had already gotten the hit in another label way back.
Okay.
Okay, Marcelo, I just gave you this one.
Okay.
This one. And this is my friend Carlos. I think one of you is the better one, which I think is this one.
Okay.
This is also, he sings, this is my brother. He sings this, this is my brother. This one. 1, 2, those two songs, my brothers.
Okay. Okay, I'm fine. I couldn't make a note on the piece about
that.
But when was this recorded?
In the
70s.
Okay. Now, Carlos started when he was young,
way back. He
has recorded different styles.
Okay. Where is Victor Guzman from?
He's from here.
Okay.
No, from Mission. He's from Acura from Mission.
Okay.
And this is the king, Pulido.
Okay.
Pulido.
Okay.
He was the one who was called the king of Texas, the Tejano king, for 6 years at least.
Okay.
So, you reckon we've done our homework today?
I feel like I've done my homework, yes.
Is that something else? Did I give another picture of me? Or did I take it back?
I don't remember.
You know, the one that I am expressing.
You put it back in the stack.
Put it back in the stack.
The Untouchables. See, that's from The Untouchables right there. I didn't know that Desi Arnaz had produced that series of The Untouchables.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Now, he had another series also that was very popular. And according to the last reports, he was actually the man behind the I Love Lucy success. I mean, he was the creator of the program and the uh, What did we do with it?
Over here.
That's it.
Okay.
That's great. A more recent one.
Okay, great.
Okay, so you wanted me to sign something.
Yeah.
I got your.
You can go back in the office.
Okay.
Here.
This is Ruben Villa. I made a picture of that.
Of this one?
No, we didn't.
Okay.